Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the National Archives of Ireland are expecting huge interest when the 1926 census records are released tomorrow. But what information will be available and how is it you can search? Well, joining me now is Orla McBride. She's director of the National Archive. And Orla, we might just start. So what's this 100-year rule? Why is it that we can only see a census and all the detail of it 100 years on?
Well, under the Statistics Act, it's very clear that the census records can't be released until they're 100 years old. One would speculate that that's because at the time they didn't think that people might live beyond 100 years, so their personal information would be safe to release it after the 100 years. But here we are now in 2026, and we know, for example, that there are 1,200 centenarians alive and well in Ireland who actually were recorded in the first census of the Irish Free State, Saoirstadh Éireann, back on the 18th of April 1926, and we'll release it now tomorrow, 100 years to the day.
Which would be quite a sight, I'd say, for those 1,200 seeing their own birth records in that tomorrow.
Yeah.
What else is it showing us? Because obviously 100 years, huge, possibly the greatest gap in what life was like in human history, if you take the last 100 years and everything we've seen. What are the figures telling us about the Ireland of 1926?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, when you think of the 1926 census, it's come 10 years after the rising of 1916. We've had the second half of the First World War with the War of Independence, Civil War. And so in many ways, Ireland was already much changed in April of 1926. We also had partition. So 100 years later, all of the high level information was released about 1932 in terms of the population, how many men, how many women, population in relation to children, etc. But now, with the personal information being released, we're able to get an even better understanding in terms of the way and people, the way people lived, how they lived, where they lived. So, you know, we have categories like age, occupation, religion, birthplace, but also for the first time we have details on employers. So we'll be able to get a real sense of, particularly in urban or in market towns, where people worked and who were the employers, etc. And then there are other features that are new. So this one, for example, was the first census where people could fill it in Irish. And we had anticipated, and no one knew it until we started going through the returns 2 years ago, we thought that there would be far more people filling it in Irish, because 18% of the population we knew spoke Irish, but actually only 1% of the population filled their forms in Irish. So we only have 5,000 forms in Irish. And one can speculate that that is because people who only spoke Irish probably couldn't read or write. So those are the kind of, you know, there's in many ways, you know, archives preserve the facts, but actually they also preserve the voices. And it's in the voices now that we're beginning to, it's through the returns of the individuals that we're able to really get a sense of what Ireland looked like in 1926.
Yeah.
So, you know,
two of the other stats that really caught my eye, 52% working in agriculture, very different obviously to nowadays, and that 7% of women recorded in the 1926 census were domestic servants, which is, not even a term we would associate with anyone
never
today.
Never used nowadays, yeah. And actually it's really interesting, particularly in Dublin returns, where we can see in dwelling houses and tenements all throughout the city, when you know, you might have a young woman from Mayo, from the Western Seaboard, and she describes herself as a domestic servant, and then her employer would be a big house in Rathgar or Rathmines. And then you see domestic servants in most towns, you know, the teacher, the hotelier, the grocer, they would all have domestic servants. But that's not to think that these people are rich or wealthy and can afford this. In many ways, it was about giving a young local girl bed and board. Because there was such poverty in Ireland in 1926.
It's sort of fascinating when you look at, obviously some of the stuff you would expect, the religious ethos compared to today,
yes,
very, very different. If people want to have a look at this now tomorrow and maybe find ancestors, find family members, is it easy to search? How do they go about it?
Yeah, they just log on to nationalarchives.ie and we'll bring them through it. It's very simple. There's a map and they'll be able to go into their local area or where they live now if they're interested in just who lived in their house 100 years ago. And we'll also be providing a little kind of video of how people can do it.
And people should be aware as well, you know, that there might be different spellings of the names. You mentioned maybe, yes, illiteracy, or people weren't as, literate as we are today, that the name spelling that you think of your great granny or whoever you, whatever way you spell the name at the minute, might not be what you need to search.
That's right. And we've also found that people write phonetically, because people were only beginning to write in many ways. So there might be a phonetic spelling of Catherine, that it might be K-T-R-Y-N. So people, need to be aware of that. And as the National Archives, all we can do, whatever was in the form, is what we reproduce. That's the principles underpinning archives. We don't, we don't intervene in the documents. We just present them as they were. So, if someone rings us up and says, well, my grandmother, her name's spelled wrong in it, well, the digital image of the return will very clearly show you that that's how your grandmother spelt their name, or it was spelled for them on the 18th of April 1926.
Orna McBride, Director of the National Archive, thanks so much for joining us with that. It's available from tomorrow, and unlike quite a few other countries, actually it's free, which is good online.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric Range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.